Yeah, sack it, did you, innit? It was a commercial fertilizer.
Uh-huh. What did you call the sacks that it would come in?
The sack that it come in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the sack. And that's what they'd make shirts out of long then. They had, it was out of cloth.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, you might have heard this, this old farm boy says, what size shirts he wear? He said, I don't know. I think it's 4/10 set. But long then, the sacks would have, it was made out of cloth.
Uh-huh.
And it was new out.
Was that rough?
Now listen, I've got a plow here. I want to go out in a minute and just show you some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we call a Guyana knocker. You'd put this Guyana in the hopper and it would, you know, beep, pa 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 pa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they call it Guyana, a fertilizer distributor. It's now a modern word.
Mm-hmm.
Fertilizer distributor. It would distribute that fertilizer. Well,
mm-hmm.
then it was Guyana.
Mm-hmm. What, was this that rough cloth now? That rough brown cloth?
No, that's burlap. We didn't call it burlap. We called it a corn sack.
Uh-huh.
Now, we always call that a corn sack, but it's a burlap bag now.
Uh-huh. What about
croaker sack? Yeah, but now listen. I didn't know. I've heard that word, but I don't think I heard it back in my younger days. I knew it as a corn sack.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how it got its word really corn, because there's a number of things that could be in these particular sacks.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, but I knew it, and when they said a corn sack, I knew what to go pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, if you tell me to go get a croaker sack, a burlap bag, or a corn sack, well, really a corn sack now, right down speaking about, if I told my boy to go get a corn sack, they might go get it, but I believe if I told them to go get a croaker or a burlap bag, they would go pick up a
mm-hmm.
corn sack.
But this Guyana sack was something different?
Yeah, it was different. It was a smoother cloth,
mm-hmm.
and still it didn't have a finish like, you know, I don't know how you call it, but anyway, it was,
What color was it?
White.
Mm-hmm.
And it spelled Guyana, and then it had the analysis on it, like 4% nitrogen, 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like the paper bags has got today.
Mm-hmm.
But it was out of a cloth bag.
Mm-hmm. What did flour used to come in, if you didn't?
Come in, same, we come in a cloth sack too. But it was smoother material than this Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
Now those flour sacks was a real fine material, I mean, as a piece of cloth is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were different designs, or they'd make pillowcases out of them, or either some people make dresses or shirts
mm-hmm.
out of sacks. Feed sacks were the same way. Cow feed.
Mm-hmm.
When you bought it.
You said you had hogs. Or, where did you keep them if you wanted to? If you did have a fenced-in place.
That was a hog pen.
Mm-hmm.
There was no question about that. Hog pen. And then we had what they call a hog trough. That's where they'd eat.
Uh-huh.
T-R-O-U-G-H.
Say if you were talking about several of those, you'd say you had several
head of hogs.
Or several hogs to feed them in. You'd say you had three or four
hog troughs.
Okay. And a place nowadays where you'd they have a farm where they'd have a lot of milk cows and they'd sell the milk and butter. You call that farm a what would you call the big sort of commercial milk farm? You'd call that?
Dairy.
Okay. And where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Oh, we'd keep it again in the safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing we had to keep food in. We had no refrigerator. No deep freezers. No. Now the only way that we had ice.